This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The world first rollout of the Pfizer vaccine is due to start on Tuesday in Britain. Dubbed V-Day by Health Secretary Matt Hancock, he has volunteered to take it live on television. Queen Elizabeth II has also said she will take the vaccine. Meanwhile, in the U.S., a federal panel of vaccine experts is meeting this week to consider Pfizer's vaccine and again next week for Moderna's. AP Shelley Adler reports.
Once the green light is hopefully given, the country's largest ever vaccination effort will start. Federal officials estimate 20 million people in the first priority group could be vaccinated by the end of the year. But the big question for infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci, when will everyone get the protection?
I would think by the time you get to the beginning of April, you'll start getting people who have no high priority.
Pharmacies, health clinics, and your doctor's office are the likely options to get the shot. Local health departments will also most likely run mass vaccination clinics. I'm Shelley Adler.
Southern California went into lockdown Monday, putting 20 million people under stay-at-home orders as the U.S. battles record COVID deaths. There are now new restrictions in California due to COVID-19. AP's Rita Foley reports.
California's new restrictions cover many parts of the state, ordering residents to stay home and closing businesses. Bobby Javanek in North Hollywood headed for the grocery store, telling KABC.
You got to do what you got to do because, I mean, look what happened last time. This store had plenty of toilet paper, so I don't have to worry about that, but who knows what we're going to have next week.
But across the country in New York City, it's back to school again for some children, preschool students and children in kindergarten through fifth grade. School Chancellor Richard Carranza says we've proven we can do it safely, and parents want that for their children. I'm Rita Foley.
And this is VOA News. The United States has imposed new sanctions on Chinese officials over the clampdown on Hong Kong and took a step toward welcoming in residents of the city, as U.S. leaders across the political spectrum voiced outrage at Beijing. President Donald Trump's administration has been using its waning days to ramp up pressure on China, a rare point of unity with President-elect Joe Biden, who has signaled he will maintain a tough line, if not always the same bellicose tone. In its latest move, the Trump administration said it was freezing any U.S. assets and barring travel to the United States of 14 vice chairs of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, which spearheaded a tough new security law in Hong Kong. The battleground state of Georgia has been recertified in the presidential election. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said again, Joe Biden won in Georgia.
We have now counted legally cast ballots three times, and the results remain unchanged.
President Trump asked for the recount. At the White House, the president said again, without evidence, he was cheated.
You look at the different states, the election was totally rigged. It's a disgrace to our country. It's like a third world country.
Brad Raffensperger says in Georgia, there was no fraud.
Disinformation regarding election administration should be condemned and rejected. Integrity matters. Truth matters.
Lawsuits filed by President Trump and his allies have been rejected around the country. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will take a pilgrimage to Iraq in March, pandemic conditions permitting. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni has announced Francis will make the March 5 to 8 visit with stops in Baghdad and the plains of Ur linked to the memory of Abraham, the biblical patriarch, as well as to the cities of Erbil and Mosul. Bruni says the trip's schedule will take into consideration the evolution of the worldwide health emergency that the COVID-19 pandemic has created. It will be the first trip abroad for the 83-year-old pontiff since November 2019, when he visited Thailand and Japan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro welcomed a new dawn in Venezuela on Monday as he celebrated his now total grip on power, following a predictable triumph in polls, boycotted by the opposition and slammed as a farce by international powers. Victory for Maduro's ruling Socialist Party in Sunday's legislative elections gave him control of an expanded 227-seat National Assembly, the only branch of government not in his hands. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.